The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I just kind of wanted to open up with, because Anthony A. comes in here on this Friday and he's like, man, I've been going to yoga. Let's talk about this stress-relieving practice. Happy Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
Yeah, what's up? Yogi, Anthony A.
Yogi, huh?
Yes, dude.
So, Automatic, when you went to the bathroom yesterday, Anthony looked at me and said, how much is a yoga mat?
Oh, yeah. Those things are expensive for what is nothing more than a jail bunk. All right, dude?
Like, just buy the same mat as everything else. They don't got to say yoga on it. But anyway.
How much is a yoga mat?
I have like $100.
It's $100 on
what?
Average. If you're asking yogis, practicing yoga homies, they're like, oh, yeah, you got to spend at least $100 to get it out. But if you go to any of the regular sporting goods stores and you're
just
a normal homie like myself, you can find a one for $32.99.
You can find one out behind the jailhouse for free.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
So when did you start yoga and why?
I started yoga last week and I had to get back into the gym and I realized that the last gym I was going to was a little bit outside of my league. I couldn't compete
with... Was it one tier too high?
It was one
tier too
high.
Weren't you doing like kettlebells or something?
Yeah, no, it wasn't kettlebells, dude. This was like an Olympic style lifting gym.
Oh,
shout out to my homie David. Dog, I would leave there and just lay in bed all night. I'm like, dude, I got stuff to do. So yoga is a great practice. I'm stretching. I feel get a workout in.
And there's a bunch of hot chicks there. Just
in yoga pants. Don't lie.
I can't look at the chicks yet because I'm still struggling. Moves. I'm just in there trying not to fart the whole time, bro.
He's downward dogging. He can't look up at all.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
When I'm stressing, I know this sounds crazy, but I know I'm not getting enough sleep. Because, man, stress for me, I think about things. My mind is going 100 miles an hour. And guys, just to let you know, and I know every woman who's listening will agree, that's how all women are. If there's a problem, our minds are going 100 million miles an hour constantly until we resolve that problem. And
you should
it's
probably
really
go to yoga.
Yeah,
I probably should.
Yeah,
I probably
man.
Should.
You, I definitely would recommend yoga to you, dude.
I don't need to
it's
ask.
To me or to her?
Both of you guys, actually.
I don't need to ask DJ Automatic what relieves his stress. I already know.
I'm working out relieves my stress.
Oh. There it is. Oh.
What were you trying to insinuate over there?
You already know. All the ladies like, yeah, that's my husband, too. All right, so here's some things you need to do to relieve stress. Exercise, deep breathing, a healthy diet, and sleep.
Hey, there you go.
Get some of that in. All right, National Day, Anthony.
Yeah, get some of that in because Automatic's getting nothing in, apparently.
Obviously.
Obviously, right? It is National Donut Day. Hello, everybody.
Right after yoga.
That does not relieve stress, but it is good.
Makes me smile, though. I love a good donut. Mm-hmm. Also, National Speak in Complete Sentences Day, which is a challenge for all three of us.
Thank
here.
Goodness for editing on this show.
We also got International Flight Attendant Day, so shout out to all the flight attendants across the world.
Shout out to our niece, Sierra. She's recently got a job at Southwest.
Nice.
Hell yeah, yo. Shout out to the homie. And my homie Isaac also works for Southwest as well, too. We'll wrap it up on National Smile Day. Just crack a smile.
This will relieve your stress. Mm-hmm. Right now, listen to me. I'm not smiling. Now I'm smiling. You can literally hear the difference. Look in the mirror. Smile at yourself. Say you love yourself. You're going to have a great day.
Yes.
It's Friday. Yeah. Let's get ready for that Down to the DM. It's coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so we got down in the DMs, you know, every Monday through Friday. People always ask, what happened to the couples? This is the time that we air down in the DM breakdowns. And this was a huge one. Mark called us up. Remember his girlfriend, Lisa? She'd be working late with her coworker.
Oh.
So Lisa's been working with this project partner at work named Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been spending a lot of time together lately, you know, just like outside of work hours even. Just I've noticed them going out for like lunches, dinners, ooh, things like that.
Are you sure it's not just work related though, bro?
Well, that's what I thought at first. But I found a receipt from a fancy restaurant in Lisa's bag.
So I'm pretending to be this HR rep. And I'm going to ask Lisa about her and her coworker, Steve.
Ooh.
After looking at your expense reports, I do see a few late night dinners. I just want to clarify everything.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, but those are all work-related dinners. This is ridiculous. I'm calling my supervisor.
Lisa,
right now.
Wait, hold on. Don't call your supervisor.
Lisa,
don't do that. Okay. Okay. So she sounded like there's nothing going on, right? And here's the rest of the combo. Once we reveal to her that it was a down in the DM and that her boyfriend was actually the one that set it up.
We had a really good presentation and he was taking us out to, you know, congratulate us.
Okay. All right, Mark, yo, listen, Lisa's going to have an answer for everything. What do you think? Do you believe it?
I believe her, Anthony. Come on, don't do that.
I think I've just been overthinking things a lot. I'm sorry.
I get it. I completely understand. I have been working a lot and I should have filled you in on what was going on.
I think this guy's just jealous. He's super jealous. Obviously, she's like, hey, there's nothing going on here. You know what I'm doing. You know where I am. men can sometimes take too much into account when it comes to the work husband.
But
you do get close with people at work sometimes. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go too far.
You're sitting next to your ex-work husband.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now my real
now who's your real husband? Yeah, yeah, so it does happen, Dana.
Well, I worked with men before you for years, and I never, ever, ever, ever crossed the line with anybody. You were different. We became really good friends.
I am different.
You are different. Like 2 Chainz says, you different. And so I think that sometimes you can just develop these thoughts in your head.
Let's not criticize people too much for having just insecurities. I've done definitely with
Anthony,
this guy.
Yeah,
I haven't
took
it as far as to like do it down in a DM call, but I've definitely took it as far as to like start looking at my girlfriend's coworkers, and then I'm like, hold up, am I attracted to this guy? Why do I keep I look at this guy and I'm like, this is the have you ever done that? Where you see another man, you're like, this is the man.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the man she's gonna want.
That's the man I would
look at, this guy
if I was
all
here.
Fit and goes to the
gym.
So that gets weird. So I've done that.
All right, 877-730-DCS1. What do you think about this whole situation?
I don't know. I still don't believe her. I mean, you doing late night fancy dinners with a coworker, Steve. It makes absolutely no sense. It completely makes no sense for me, and I think she's still lying.
So she's still not buying it. She's not buying it. What do you think? Call us up. Remember, we do Down in the DM breakdowns every Friday at this time.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so there's this retired teacher from Mississippi. His name is Jeremy Weir, and he's into treasure hunting. One day, he was at the river, and he saw this bottle. And he opened it up, and the bottle was dated June 4th, 1983, floating in the Pearl River, belonged to a 3-year-old at the time. His 3-year-old wrote in Crayola. He found the man 39 years later.
What the
I think this is such a beautiful story. So I told you the teacher describes himself as a treasure hunter. He's retired now. Said, I found this and it had a phone number on it. So I called the number thinking nobody's going to answer. The kid's parents have the same phone number.
Wow.
So then they gave him their son's cell number. He called the guy and the guy couldn't believe it. He said, I swear I think about that still. Because I was 3 and a half and it was one of the most exciting days of my life, throwing that bottle out. Aww. They got together and met, and he just wanted his note back, and he gave him the note back. Kept the bottle.
I kind of don't encourage that behavior. Don't meet up with a person who identifies himself as a treasure seeker or hunter or whatever.
Why?
The hell.
He's a treasure hunter.
I'm from the internet, dude. If you're just some random guy from the internet, like, yo, I found your bottle from when you were 3 years old.
He called his parents first, Anthony. He called the parents first.
Well, from the message in the bottle to another man who had to go back to his old-time roots. Ex-NFL player Derek Wolfe, a Colorado native, stepped up and killed a mountain lion.
What?
Who was terrorizing his rural neighborhood. The mountain lion was crawling under porches, had already attacked 2 different dogs. And my man Derek Wolfe climbed to the top of the mountain and took out this mountain lion with a bow and arrow.
He's a real hunter.
Wow. Dude, what a man. What a man, dude. What a guy. Oh my God.
He should have wrestled it with his hands, though.
Man, to think about it, you guys couldn't get a car started last week.
Yeah, yeah. Think about that. Think about that, ladies.
With cables.
Hey, that doesn't mean I can't shoot an animal, though, okay?
Yeah, and you know what? Let's see if Derek can properly display his emotions in a mature manner like I can. Okay, buddy? I'm a little bit more in tune with my sensitivity.
Take that. All right? Take that. Take
all
that.
Right. Well, let's take it to Britain, okay? We're going to go across the pond because over there, the head of their form of the FDA wants to ban bringing cake to the office.
Come on.
Oh, dude. Like the backside.
Ban him.
Well, to her. She figures having it at the workplace is even worse than having smoking in the workplace.
Oh, shut up.
Why?
And she's speaking on behalf of the government and doesn't think that the Brits actually have the willpower to not eat cake at work, and with their obesity problem that they have over there and that we have over here, that it's far more harmful than having cigarettes in the office.
There was cake here last week and I ate like 4 pieces. I got it a bit. I wish that was a law here in the U.S.
Do you know what?
Why do we wish that's a law? Saying you don't like cake is like saying you don't like celebrations.
I do like cake. I don't like the fat that it leaves on my body.
Okay, we can't get rid of cake. That's not okay. Everyone's going to be upset about their birthdays. But you know what? Let me tell you something. You know what we can get rid of?
What,
in this office and other offices that I've worked in? Microwaving your fish at the office.
Okay.
You should go to jail for that.
I like that
fish
automatic.
Is healthy. Cake is not.
The whole building stinks.
So you're saying there should be a law.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Valletta Wallace, the mother of the late, great, notorious B.I.G., is speaking on the Diddy incident. And we'll talk about this some more. She got words, let me tell you. Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
We have Normani celebrating her birthday. And Clint Eastwood also celebrating birthday.
All right, so we're going to talk about Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods getting together and having a good time. Now, this is big news because remember back in 2019, Khloe and a whole Kardashian family were mad at Jordan because Tristan Thompson kissed her. So here's what Kylie had to say.
I saw Jordan again in Paris.
How was that?
It was fun. I think we have like a lot more like healthy distance in the relationship. Now it's like, I think what I do love now is that the narrative about us online is also over.
All right, that clip came from Hulu, keeping up with the Kardashians on that network now. Obviously, Khloe's trying to backtrack on everything because the world was upset with her for taking Tristan back and not being angry at him and instead blaming everything on the woman, which is
Jordan Woods, who was like 19 at the time,
right?
It should be 50-50, like blame. Like both parties are wrong because Jordan Woods definitely kissed him back.
Okay, I'm not saying that there's something wrong with that. You're right. She kissed him back. But the problem I have is that a lot of times we women will forgive the man and take it out on the woman. We'll be angry at her, call her names, try to start fights. Why aren't you as mad at the man who is supposed to be with you? Why aren't you as angry with the man who's supposed to be, you know, faithful to you instead of being so angry at the other woman?
I can't speak from a woman's perspective, but I can speak from a sibling perspective. And that's when Khloe and what's her name?
Kylie.
Kylie, would you be mad with your brother
with
or sister?
Yeah.
You're going to take your brother or sister's side no matter what. That's fam.
I feel that, dog.
I know, but
I'm an only child,
Kylie's
and I know
still
that.
Hanging out with Jordan. If my brother was hanging out with some guy that hooked up with my girl, I'm not gonna be okay with that.
Hell no, I'm riding with that. I agree with you on that automatic. And Dana, please stop preaching this good logic to all these women over here. Or are you gonna mess up the way it's been for decades and decades and decades?
Be mad at the man, not the woman. Okay, now we're going to talk about Valletta Wallace. She's the mother of the late, great Christopher Wallace, known as the Notorious B.I.G.
Baby.
She was asked by Rolling Stone magazine how she felt about the whole Diddy situation. Obviously, this video that surfaced of him assaulting Cassie in a hallway in Los Angeles at a hotel. And she said that she wants to slap the daylights out of him.
Oh.
She didn't hold back. She said she wants him to apologize to his mother, that he should be ashamed. And she doesn't understand because she liked him. She liked him as a person. So this just caught her off guard. Well, of course, he's on Diddy best behavior in front of moms.
And mom, my heart goes out to her, too, because she has to be playing with all the what-if thoughts as
well. Oh, my gosh.
Because this is somebody she's known for, you know, over 3 decades.
I haven't read the whole Rolling Stone article, but I've been reading all like just the different excerpts from it. And Diddy was a Jekyll and Hyde. That he would be super respectful and nice to some people and then turn around and then he'd be ready to be gangster-ass Diddy
Reminds me of DJ Automatic.
I just like that we incorporated terms, slap the daylights out of you and Jekyll and Hyde. Those are some...
like the 1930s here?
Yeah, I didn't know I was sitting next to Sherlock Holmes.
Did I mention my name?
That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.